Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conrad Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. I want to thank Teresa for coming in. She is fantastic. I listen to her every morning on the Corolla Show. Every single morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on 97.1, that FM Talk station. Oh, I guess this is the same one, huh?
Yeah.
All right, anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Now, if you missed any part of the show this week, our good buddy, Randy Wang, has put together an amazing compilation of all of the highlights of this week. Every single highlight will be heard right now. Again, I could not do this show every night without these two. Could not, definitely couldn't do without. And that's it.
Tim.
It's short this week, huh?
What the hell are you doing?
Oh, these guys.
Hey, Timmy, yes. We couldn't do this show without you.
Oh, what's that obvious? Oh, I've never heard anything truer in my life. And somebody asked why we say that to guys. You know, you're a stud and you got a big one. Because those are two things that guys really like to hear. They don't want to hear about anything else. They want to know. They're a big stud and they got a big wiener. If you say, lay that on a guy at a bar and he'll be yours for life.
Mr. Dugan said the impact of celebrity lesbians, or, again, are you ready, Tim? Mm. Celesbian. Like Anne Heche or Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, Randy. Please, please, please. I got the money now. I got the money on me. Continental Airlines. I've got to get to Cleveland. What are they calling? Celesbians?
Celesbians.
Celesbians.
Amazing.
Yeah. Baboobians.
When I realized I wasn't really that injured, that I'd been shot, but I was going to be okay.
Right.
I got up. You wouldn't. Sometimes when in a panic or an emergency situation, you just say the stupidest stuff. I got up and I said, boy, are you in for it now. That's the only thing I can say to a girl that just shot me.
I tell you, man, the illegal immigrants get blamed for everything in this town. They really do. 99.9% of them working their ass off. And every time you turn around, like, hey, look, milk prices went up. Ah, it's the illegals. Goddamn illegals.
Governor
Here we go.
Every time. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger issued the
Did you wish Gray Davis was back?
Yeah. I'm certainly glad Frank Kramer's not in here. He gives me a lot of hell for that.
Glad you got the first name right.
Even guys like Louis Anderson and Ellen, they weren't out of the closet yet.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't say they're gay, and you can't say there are gay people on my show. You just don't know who's rocking the meat flute, my brother.
That's
you know?
Exactly right. And my mom was a pain in the ass, and so I get like a mulligan. I moved out at 15. I moved in with my dad, so I got a mulligan. But the husbands never get one. I mean, you got to stick through it, or else you got to cut a big check, and you know you don't get to see your kids much anymore. Would it turn you on if Randy could basically by heart tell you the entire menu at El Pollo Loco?
Yeah. That'd be very helpful.
All right, well, they got a 2-piece meal, a 3-piece meal, a 4-piece meal, a 5-piece meal, an 8-piece meal, a 12-piece meal. They have the BRC burrito. They have taquitos. They have quesadillas. They've got nachos.
And Malibu Dan would come by quite often, you know, smoke weed and get loud and irritate the neighbors.
Of course, right.
You know?
But it only happened when he was there. You weren't just raising hell all the time.
No. I don't, when I'm by myself, I don't really raise hell.
Yeah.
I know it seems like I do, but I really don't. Randy jumps into the pool with his jeans on.
With no shirt.
No shirt.
With jeans. Yeah.
Really, really high.
Yeah.
And can't get out of the pool because it's so hot.
And I was like, oh, it's all good. Get out. He's like, but it's so warm.
It was warm in there.
A guy was had a daughter who was out of control, and he was slapping her in the ass. And my mom said, Mom, I said, look what's happening. That kid's getting hit. Aren't you going to do anything? She goes, absolutely. She runs over and starts yelling at the girl while the dad's hitting her.
No.
Yeah, it's like piling on. Yeah. You know, you'd think you'd go over and try to separate him. My mom went over and like piled on this girl. Yeah.
So you're looking to get laid.
I'm not looking to get laid.
You're always looking.
You know, come on.
She asked the guy out. She met a guy at a sushi bar.
A Swedish fairy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds promising.
Yeah.
She puts an extra H in there.
Smackdown.
I don't think you understand that this is a global Smackdown.
Why is everyone so exhausted? talk to Pete, or Peter, in Sherman Oaks. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you? Pete. Hello? You fall asleep? All right. Those are the highlights of the week, everybody. And Randy Wang, thanks for putting that together. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, completely open phones. Anything you want to talk about, dial us here. We'll put you on the air. Try to keep it interesting, or else Dino there will kick you right off, or Gino will kick you right off the air. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Sammy in Long Beach, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, what's happening, man?
Hey.
I figure we could probably sign like maybe like a 10-year deal, man. I love going to Vegas. I went, you know, our 3-week vacation that we get, two of them are like 4-day trips to Vegas, you know, 5 times a year. And then I let my wife pick a week to go do something. And, I love Puffin' Taco, man. I especially love the chili dogs. I remember that. I'm 42. I remember that. That was awesome. And,
you live in the Valley or no, in Long Beach?
No, I live in Long Beach. Yeah, there was one here. There was one over in Torrance where I used to go to, not too far away. Hey, do you remember one other thing that was weird? Do you remember when, Wiener Schnitzel used to be like Der Wiener Schnitzel and they used to write your order down on the sack?
I don't remember that, but I do remember it. It was the Der Wiener Schnitzel, and I think having a drive-through German hot dog stand was a big turnoff to a lot of people.
Yeah, I think it totally paled to the Puffin' Taco, but
yeah, I never understood. I got a wonderful connection with you. I never understood the Wiener Schnitzel. It's called the Wiener Schnitzel, right?
Yeah, Wiener Schnitzel.
I never understood why they don't change the name of that place and. I think they stopped building those A-frame houses that they used to stick them in. Remember that? I used to like drive through an A-frame house?
Yeah. The one that I go to in the Valley still is that.
The one on Laurel?
Yeah.
That's still a big A-frame? What, Magnolia and Laurel?
Yeah, I went there today.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah.
What, two dogs, two chili dogs for a buck?
I got two corn dogs and I got two burgers.
Jesus Christ.
Their burgers
are
good.
Well, so you went twice. You went for lunch and dinner.
No, it was one meal.
Oh, boy.
On the way here.
Gave you an opportunity to get out of that. So you had two corn dogs.
Yeah.
And two burgers?
Yeah, they're only a dollar.
I understand, you know, the price of them, but still, isn't that a lot of food for a young man?
No.
No? I don't know.
They're small burgers.
I don't know. Whenever you order two burgers at a drive-thru, I'm uncomfortable unless there's somebody in the passenger seat.
Tim, I never order less than two burgers.
All right. Let's talk to David in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Good? Hey. Hey, I just wanted to call you to let you know, tonight's show was so incredibly good.
Yeah, the Teresa's awesome, huh?
But you know, Gina's great as well.
Yeah, Gina's good too.
You should have her on full time, seriously. I really enjoy the contrast between both of your point of views and that kind of thing. And also, quite frankly, I want to say that your show is better than anything on television.
Wow. Well, either you can't afford a TV or you like to smoke weed.
You know what? Neither. Well, no, I can afford a television. I can't afford cable, to be honest.
Okay. So you have just regular TV, huh?
Just regular TV, but just a bunny ears, yeah.
Wow. And, you know, in January, you got to get the converter box.
I'm hoping by then I'll have that situated. So.
How old are you?
30.
I wouldn't bet that you're going to make it to January then.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, if you're already 30 and you're not sporting cable, I wouldn't take a chance, and I'd get the converter box right now.
You know what? I've been unemployed for a while. You know, kind of.
What do you do for a living?
I was in the mortgage business.
Oh, in the mortgage business, huh?
Yeah.
What would you do in the mortgage business?
Well, I started at the bottom. I was underwriting, and basically that meant that I approved and declined a lot of loans. A lot of the ones that are going belly up right now, as a matter of fact. But you know what? In my defense, I was only doing what I was being told to do.
Are you good at what you do?
Yeah, very. I mean, we're all of us with the company I worked for. I don't want to say the name, but we were very well trained.
Might have a job for you.
Really?
Yeah, I know a guy. Dave Harden runs Covenant Mortgage down in Orange County. He's looking for
you guys.
He's looking for some good mortgage people.
Are they? Really? Yeah, he sounds very sincere when I listen to him.
Yeah, call him.
Yeah, maybe I'll call you on Sunday. How about that?
Yeah, call us on Sunday here. We'll be on live from 10 a.m. to noon.
Okay. No, I listen to you guys every Sunday.
All right, and hold on one sec. We're going to give you a family 4-pack of tickets to a shipwreck at the Queen Mary.
Sam, thanks, Sam. Appreciate
Either
it.
Either you can go or maybe you can sell them and get cable.
Thanks, buddy.
It'll be a Long Beach. We're going to be there on October 31st. That's Halloween. And we'll be broadcasting live from the ship. So we're going to do it live, everybody. We'll do it live! All right. Yeah, live on Halloween down at the Queen Mary. That's going to be an awesome, awesome night. That's where you'll want to be on Halloween. If you're not buzzing around the neighborhood with the kids, you want to be at Shipwreck 2008. And the web address there is, I believe it's queenmaryshipwreck.com. queenmaryshipwreck.com. So congratulations, young man. Let's talk to Greg in Laguna. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
What's up, Timmy?
Hey, what do you got?
I think I got a bad connection, so I'll try to make this quick. I have a best friend who I've been friends with for about maybe 6-7 years. And a few years ago, I introduced him to my favorite band. I'm a musician. I love music, and I introduced him.
Doesn't matter. Certainly right about that bad connection. Ryan in Arizona, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
We'll do it live!
Hey, we'll do it live!
We'll do it live!
Hey, what's going on, Timmy?
How much?
Hey, I want to just ask you, I've been hearing Whitman call into the Corolla show.
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
I think it's great. I talked to Whitman the other day, and I think it's terrific. That's what that guy does best. He's been doing that for years and years for Rick Dees and around the country. And again, the best voice impersonator on the planet by far, whether it's the motion picture business, TV, or radio. There's nobody better than that guy.
Yeah, he does much better than that Frank Caliendo guy.
Oh, I think he, hands down. I mean, Frank Caliendo.
He should be on TV doing that. Exactly.
I told him that. I said, I told him that for 3 years. I said, why? And you know what? This guy, this Brian Whitman, has a very good friend in Sean Hannity, right? And
yeah.
Sean Hannity runs into the executive producer, Lorne Michaels, of Saturday Night Live. And Sean Hannity asked Lorne Michaels for a personal favor. He says, I got a guy who does impersonations better than anybody in the world. Will you meet with him? And you know what Lorne Michaels said?
What's
Absolutely.
That?
Anytime he's in town, I'll meet with him. Guess who didn't call Lorne Michaels?
Well, what can you do? That's Whitman for you.
But that's insanity. I mean, that's what, there are so many actors and actresses out here, and especially comedians, who would literally give their, their right arm for that kind of connection.
Yeah, what can you do?
I know. I mean, I hope eventually he ends up on TV and everyone can, listen to his impersonations, because they did make me laugh, and nobody does them better than that guy.
Hopefully. You're a huge stud,
Thanks, man. Hey, hold on one sec. We're going to send you something, too, here. I got a pair of tickets to the playoff pound. Chivas USA, look at that, as they battle the Houston Dynamo at Home Depot Center on October 25th. Visit cdchivasusa.com for all your latest in Major League Soccer action. So get on down there to the Home Depot Center and look at soccer. All right, anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. The very talented Sam Phillips is coming up at 11 o'clock.
Sure.
Is she going to be joined by the Learjet?
What's his full name?
Oh, yes, Chris Leary. Yes. I like how you test me on that. Yeah, Chris Leary, very, very funny guy. I was listening to the show last week and listened for the full 2 hours.
Sure.
Yes. Great show. All right. So it's Sam Phillips at 11 o'clock tonight. And you're listening right now to the Tim Conway Jr. Show. And we're live.
We'll do it live.
On 97.1 FM Talk. everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And before we take, let's do it. Let's say ask some of these callers, man. All right, anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Donovan in Bellflower. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
What's up, dude?
Hey, if you get within 5 years of what I'm about to ask you, I'll give you a prize.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
How old is Louis Farrakhan?
47.
47. That is wrong.
You're stupid.
47 years old. You know, I thought he was 50, 51.
Okay.
75 years old.
Jesus Christ.
Can you believe that? Guy looks like he's 50 years old. He's 75 years old. Do you know that?
Botox.
Unbelievable. All right, what do you want there, dude?
I just want to say hi.
You're a big stud, man.
Love you guys' show.
Well, thanks, dude.
Great. It's fresh breath.
Oh, thanks, man. Hey, hold on one sec. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to see the Chivas USA, another pair of tickets. Look at that. They're going to battle the Houston Dynamo at the Home Depot Center October 25th. Visit cdchivasusa.com for all the latest in Major League Soccer action. Yeah, Louis Farrakhan, Nation of Islam, 75 years old. Guy looks like he's 48. This guy thought he was 47, missed it by almost 30 years. What would you have said, Randy?
I've honestly never seen a picture of Farrakhan.
You've never seen a picture of Louis Farrakhan?
Never had an interest.
But you've never like come across a photo? If I showed you two photos...
I could not tell you. I barely know who he is. The only reason I know his name is because Chris Rock references him. I do not know who this guy is.
All right, Gina, did you know that he was 75 years old?
I didn't, but I guess I'm not surprised because wasn't he around when Martin Luther King was around?
Yeah.
So he's got to be up there.
But I've seen a picture of him recently. It looks like he's like 47 years old. 75 years old. It's wild. All right, 520-9710. Completely open phones. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. John and Fulton, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Conway.
Hey.
Hey, man, I got a complaint, man.
All right, lay it on us.
You got to get rid of that commercial, man. 1-877
Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids.
1-877 Cars for Kids. I'll donate my car, please.
Cars for Kids. It seems like a decent cause.
I got a Jeep Cherokee.
All right, get out of here. What other charities? You want to get rid of breast cancer or maybe the Walk for AIDS? Giving cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids, right?
Donate your car today.
Can you sing the whole thing?
Yeah, the first. Yeah, I can sing it.
Let's start it over. All right, here's Randy.
Gina and I can duet on this.
Can you do it, Gina?
I can do most of it.
All right, here we go. Cars for Kids. Gina and Randy, man. Together again. It's like Sonny and Cher.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Pretty good. Look
1-877 Cars
for Kids.
Oh, that's
enough. Please, please, please.
KARS Cars for Kids.
Drive a car over you. Alan in Oxnard, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim, what's up?
Hey, what's up, dude?
I just got back from the Frosty Eddie and Frank behind the bar, and I'm drunk.
Yeah, I heard it was mobbed out there.
Oh, yeah, it was great. Yeah. And I didn't stay to see Great White because I didn't really care. But
right. Well, I'm sure they appreciate that. And then you drove back to Oxnard?
Yeah, I drove back, and I was really drunk. But, you stay in a slow lane. And you just stay behind someone, and you're fine. As long as you don't swerve too much.
How many drinks did you have before you hit the road?
Oh, man. I don't know. I lost count. I had, like, some rum, and then I had, like, four beers or so. And I was talking to Frank before they did the whole behind-the-bar thing.
Right.
And I asked him if it was more expensive if they gave us drinks. And we had this conversation, and he was saying something about, like, he would sneak some out. So when I got up there, he recognized me, and he gave me free beers all night. It was pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. All right, dude. Well, you're a big stud for going out to that thing.
No problem.
All right.
Hey,
yes,
love
sir.
You.
Thank you. All right. I never really comfortable when a stranger tells you that he loves you, but that sort of felt warm. But, yeah, that is the great night going out there with the Behind the Bar with Frost, Daddy, and Frank, because they're not doing live broadcast. They just get bombed. And a ton of people out at, where were they? At
the Canyon Club.
Canyon Club. Yes, of course, the Canyon Club. Let's talk to Aaron in Orange County on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Tim Jr., how's it going?
Hey, what's up, dude?
You're a big stud, man.
Thank you, sir.
No, earlier you were saying about companies or businesses that you're fed up with and you don't go to anymore. And went to Subway once, and I don't know if you know, but they don't allow customers to use their bathrooms.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I ate my sandwich, had Flamin' Hot Cheeto dust all over my fingers. And I said, hey, can I wash my hands real quick? And they're like, no, we don't have a bathroom available for customers.
Hmm.
I said, well, can I just wash my hands? And they said, no, you could go to the Jiffy Lube across the street. And I was like, you seriously aren't going to let me just wash my hands? Hmm. I got Cheeto dust all over.
Oh, boy.
And they won't let me wash my hands. So.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So, I mean, did you quit your job and just, you know, you suffer from radical depression now?
Actually, today I did quit my job.
Jesus Christ.
Wait, what'd you quit? You quit your job today?
I quit my job because my paychecks were being bounced, and I got fed up, and I quit.
Ah, shoot. I almost used the whole S word. But that's too bad. So you're looking for a gig, huh?
Yeah, but I'll be all right.
What are you looking for? What do you do? Right.
I'm a cook.
Well, what do you cook?
I'm a chef. Anything.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. How old are you? Sound like a young guy.
I'm 24.
24, and what's your specialty? What's your best dish you cook?
Oh, my best dish. I like Italian, Italian style food.
Hey, I got a business opportunity for you. There's a lot of my friends' wives are terrible cooks.
Uh-huh.
And I'd be willing to throw some money at this. Maybe if you gave like five or six of them, like private, you know, maybe a group of like five chicks, private cooking lessons. Would you do something like that?
I'm not really a private chef, but
no. But if we laid some money on you to teach like five or six of these chicks how to you know, make a salad or a burger or something.
Well, yeah, sure. No problem. I mean, recipes are all about guidelines, you know, and you follow certain skills that you just pick up, and you can cook anything after that.
All right, hold on one sec, dude. I got to get to your number. All right.
All right, man.
That guy seems like he knows what he's talking about. That might be an interesting business idea. Get some of these chicks in the valley to, you know, belly up to that stove and cook something that you don't pass out after you eat. Or somebody doesn't give you the runs right away. Let's talk to Sergio in Compton. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
Hey, all right, buddy.
I'm a big fan of yours.
Thank you, sir. How's Compton tonight? Cool?
Very peaceful. Very
good,
peaceful.
Good. Excellent.
I like listening to you on Wednesdays.
With Arsenio Hall.
You go, yeah. Dog.
Yeah, he's the best, man.
Yeah,
he's the... yeah, listen, he's going to be on next Wednesday. I think we have chicks from Spearmint Rhino coming in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
boy.
All right, well, thanks for listening, dude.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too, man.
All right,
there you go. Sergio. Let's talk to Peter in Cerritos. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi, Tim. How's it going?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to ask if you could play that 1-877 Cards for Kids more often.
We could try.
That'll be great. Can you play that for me? Please.
All right.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
All right, that's enough. Billy in Mission Viejo, you're on 97.1 or 97.1 FM. Talk about you.
Tim, a huge fan.
Hey, thank you, sir.
I love your show. Love it.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, I have a problem. I had a friend actually hit me up. I kind of said McCain looked like an idiot last night.
Right.
Then he comes back at me with, well, Obama disrespected our flag by not saluting it, this, that, and the other. That was... whatever happened, he didn't put his heart over his hand at one point.
Yeah, that's tough to do. I mean, it's easier to put your hand over your heart. But what I think it was is...
I did it for years in school without knowing what it meant.
I know. But, you know, politicians are made to do that nowadays. But what it was, there was a video going around that said Obama didn't put his hand over his heart during the Pledge of Allegiance, but it was wrong. It wasn't the Pledge of Allegiance. It was the Star-Spangled Banner. That he didn't put his hand over his heart. And a lot of people don't do that nowadays. He's not the only dude.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but they also got down on him because he doesn't have every single plane that is based in the United States, you know, out of the U.S., has a United States flag on it, with the exception of his. That's the one thing that was going around the internet that I think had some validity to it. But it could also have just been he could have just overlooked it.
Are we this paranoid that we're looking at him like?
It is crazy. It is crazy.
Are we saying, oh, he's a terrorist?
Yeah,
oh,
it is crazy. It's
you
crazy.
Can't do this. This guy's so intelligent, and are you a supporter yourself? Or
I go back and forth.
I listen to your show. You're
I'm not thrilled with either one of them.
Yeah,
and this is the first time since I've been 18 where I wasn't really passionate about either side. I'm not thrilled with. McCain, and I think he's a little too liberal for me, and I think that Obama's way too liberal for me. And I'm not thrilled with Obama when he said that he'd like to spread the wealth around. You know,
yeah.
How much you earn a year?
Yeah, exactly. I'm a $75,000 fabricator.
Yeah, well, then,
well, actually, I'm Billy the Plumber. I'm a journeyman plumber.
Yeah, but eventually you want to own your own business maybe, huh?
Yeah, something like that. Or maybe
you want a shot at earning $250,000 a year or more, and he would take some of that money from you and just give it to people that don't earn that kind of money.
How about being a consultant? That sounds like a great gig to me. I hear about all these people getting these great jobs being a consultant.
Yeah, that's
I'd love to. I'd love to talk about stuff. Not really do anything.
I know.
I'd love to talk about it.
I always thought that was a BS job. That's like the job that your stepfather has. You know, once dad has pressed on.
Yeah.
And your mom marries another guy. You never know what the...
My dad was the hardest working man on earth.
And what about... You have a stepfather?
Stepfather was... He's an electrical contractor, but
right.
He really doesn't do anything. He works for Boeing.
And a stepfathers really don't do anything.
Yeah, he was a nice guy, but...
Yeah, you know what the stepfathers really will do though? Stepfathers will do everything that the dad wouldn't do, like take cruises and dance and play cards.
Check this out. Dad put me on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Stepfather bought me a motorcycle, but never fixed it when I broke it.
Yeah, they don't know how. All right, Bobby, thank you for calling, man.
Hey, take me out with a bong hit, Jim.
All right, you got a bong hit there? Actually, Randy has brought his bong in tonight. He's going to start celebrating with Sam Phillips right after the show. So you could just do a bong hit right in the studio, huh?
Here you go, dear.
Look
Thanks,
at that.
Tom.
All right, let's take a break and come back. Sam Phillips is coming up at 11 o'clock.
Sure.
With, hey, Chris Leary's out there.
Look sure.
At that, man. The Learjet's out there. So listen to that show. I listened to it last week for 2 hours. Great show here, 11 to 1 a.m. on Fridays. And it is fantastic because I think they hate each other. So it's
sure.
Always nice to listen to on the air. Always nice to stir up trouble right before 11 o'clock. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
She took his hand and she led him along that golden beach. They watched the waves tumble over the sand. They drove for miles and miles in those twisting, turning roads.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Completely open phones. Chris in Northridge on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Big Tim.
Hey. What do you got?
Hey. Well, I tell you, man, it's going to be that year. It's going to be the only year without Brian Whitman doing a trick-or-treat special for us.
Why do we have to go a year without that?
I know what you're talking about. And when I heard...
Let's go ahead and play it for you right now. Here's Brian Whitman doing Rick D's Halloween. Here we go.
Trick or treat!
Well, happy Halloween.
It's Rick D!
Well, you guys are great, and look at these wonderful, wonderful costumes.
Yeah, I'm Spider-Man.
That is great. You are wonderful. What is your name?
My name's Chummy.
Oh, Chummy, that is great. And what are you dressed as, little sweetie?
I'm Tinkerbell.
That is so wonderful. You're the prettiest Tinkerbell I've seen all year.
Thank you, Mr. D.
Hey, do you guys want some candy?
Yeah!
Here we go. And that's for you, Chummy.
Wow, the cake size!
Well, we spare no expense.
Mr. D, you spare no expense!
All the king-size candy bars. Who wants some caramel apples?
I do!
Oh, that is great, Tinkerbell. Well, here you go.
Thank you! Mr. D, it's my birthday on the 24th. Can I have $1 million?
That is so great, Tinkerbell. We don't have $1 million, but how about some Snoopy's cookies?
Or maybe... Yay! Cookies!
How about dinner for four at Tony Roma's?
Yay! Ribs!
Happy Halloween, you little idiot.
Did you say your name was Chuck?
All right, let's talk to Jose in Commerce. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Dave Conway, Jr.
Hey.
Look at you.
Hey, what's up?
Tim, I had a question. When you take calls, how come sometimes you say bad vibes? Is that a superstition or something of yours?
No, it just means that, you know, it just means something went wrong. I got that from Steckler. You know, whenever he saw something that, like a car accident or somebody fell on the street, he'd look and go, hey, bad vibes. The vibes went bad.
All right.
Yeah.
I thought it was superstitious of yours.
No, it's not. It's just a dopey thing I say.
That's all I got, Tim. I love
you're
the show.
You're a huge stud, buddy, and you got a big wiener. All right, there he goes. Two things guys like to hear. Carmen in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi, Tim.
Hey.
When are you guys having Heidi from Heidi Fucking Prick?
Hopefully in the next couple weeks ago. She's always great. They're out at, in where are they, in Thousand Oaks?
Agora Hills.
Canyon Club. Yeah, the Canyon Club in Agora Hills.
Yeah, is she coming by herself?
I don't know. Are you attracted to her?
No, because I thought it would be interesting just to have her by herself.
Really?
Oh, you want her to come in by herself one night?
Yeah, like Teresa.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Lesbians.
Yeah, to see how she does without the guys.
Yeah, are you a straight woman or are you a gay woman?
No, straight.
Oh, so you just
what, lesbians?
So you just like her on sort of like a comedic level.
Yeah, to see if she's funny.
She's great.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Carmen. All right, there she goes. Big fan of Heidi from Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Lesbians. Lesbians.
Lesbians.
Lesbians.
Lesbians.
Lesbians. Ray and Cerritos, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Tim, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, all right.
I just wanted to say a little bit, is I really have respect that every time you hear people that are out of work or, you know, they need something, you try to hook them up or get them stuff for free, like how to get out of a ticket for free or whatnot. So, I mean, I just wanted to comment on that. And for the guy that was in the mortgage business earlier, the County of Los Angeles actually has a program for ex-real estate agents, mortgage people, and construction workers. But you actually have to prove that you are in one of those fields. And they do provide as much as $15,000 for cross-training you into another field, as long as you were part of one of those three fields, whether it be the mortgage business, the construction business, or real estate, which I am a real estate agent in Cerritos, Ray Mariscal, but, you know, I just want, I'm glad that these people, like he said it himself, he said, you know, some of the things he was doing were unethical, but he was being told what to do, and it wasn't really him, but again, that's why those people aren't in this business, but regardless of that, I still think that everybody deserves
deserves an opportunity to be retrained into something
else.
How do
people get a hold of the
program? So basically, I guess it's part of the EDD, the Department of Unemployment, and it's when you go and you know you see that stuff on TV where they go and they try to place you into a job. As long as you inform the EDD that you were either formerly part of the construction, real estate, or the mortgage business, which that can entail also the title companies, because you have a lot of title reps, title
right, so
officers.
So when you go apply for unemployment, they direct you and they put you in the right position.
Exactly. They okay. put you in the right position.
All right, Ray, that is terrific advice. If you are in the real estate business or construction business and you go to get unemployment, they may spend up to $15,000 to retrain you, according to Ray and Cerritos. So that's pretty cool, dude. Let's talk to Kim in Manhattan Beach on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi, Kim. How
hey,
you?
Kim, how are you?
You're a stud and you have a huge schmeckle.
Wow. Wow. That is, I'm going to go home with a smile on my face.
Anyway, I was listening to your show and the caller, I guess a few calls back, and you were mentioning hooking up women, housewives in the Valley with a chef.
Yes.
And my son is about to embark upon his externship to France, but he studies with CSCA, California School of Culinary Arts.
Wow, look at you.
In Pasadena, and he's just an amazing chef. I mean, the whole family's getting fat because of him.
Oh, good. So, he's killing you early.
Yeah, exactly. He's about to prepare this braised lamb dish over polenta for this dinner party over the weekend, and I'm just really impressed with him. So I wanted to offer you his name and number so you could contact him directly, and maybe the two chefs could get together.
Good. Well, let me put you on hold.
Okay, thanks.
All right, fantastic. Put him on hold and get those chefs, man. They can teach white women how to cook. All right, we are running out of time. We have to thank everybody from Knott's Berry Farm this week. On Wednesday, it was terrific. Danny Bonaducci, thank you for coming in for Arsenio Hall. Teresa Strasser, thanks for coming in tonight. And don't forget, on Halloween, we'll be at the Queen Mary. QueenMaryShipwreck.com. QueenMaryShipwreck.com. And Halloween, we'll be there the entire evening doing a live broadcast. So come on down. QueenMaryShipwreck.com, and we'll be there on Halloween. Stay tuned for Sam Phillips and Chris Leary. It's going to be a terrific show, and Chris Leary might actually pass a tip along to you that he heard on this show. So if you're a caller, ask him about that. It's pretty interesting. All right, thank you to Gina and also Randy for putting the show together. I couldn't do this show without you guys.
Tim, we couldn't do this show without you.
Yeah, really, Tim.
Truer words never spoken. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
If you're going to valet your car and you know you're going to want to leave somewhere in a hurry,
right.
You give the valet his tip up front. You hand him a 20 and you say, keep it close.
Right.
That's Vegas.
Sound like a James Bond girl. I was at Santa Anita.
Strass a pussy.
That's not a bad drop.
Please, Ryan, never. Please tell me to record that.
97.1 FM.